It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Oak Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Well, hello there. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Welcome in. I am your host, Colbert. And this is a Monday edition of the program on February 20 of 2023. Like usual, a lot to get to on a Monday. Hope you had an outstanding weekend. Hope your day is treating you right. Details forthcoming on what we got planned. First things first, though, thanks so much for being here. However you are tuned in, you got a lot of options. 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. You can follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I highly recommend it if you're on the tweet machine. And if you're on the Zuckerberg machine, a.k.a. Facebook, just type in 1650 The Fan and you'll find us. Hammer that like button and your experience there will improve. I've ran the numbers. I can guarantee it. You can also follow me on Twitter at RealColeBear. Check it out. A lot of ways to get more sports content into your day-to-day. So what's not to like? Make sure that you visit the website not only for the stream, but all sorts of local and statewide sports content can be found there for your pleasure. 1650thefan.com. Bookmark it. And dial me up if you want to join the fun today with any questions or comments for the show, 319-277-1918. That's 319-277-1918. Or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could also email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. The option is there. Email address, Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, here is the plan today, boys and girls. We'll get it going like usual here in just a few short moments with area sports news and scores. A lot to get to, including we've got some basketball tonight, a game that you will be able to hear over on our companion station as well, and then a lot more basketball coming up tomorrow night. So that among a whole lot else in the stack today. After we're done there, of course, we'll take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash. We'll get you a VSiN action update as well from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas. And we'll also get you a forecast for the rest of this Monday, looking into tomorrow and Wednesday. Sounds like maybe some weather, inclement weather, perhaps later this week, Wednesday into Thursday. So we'll see if Megan Mulford's got anything for us as it relates to that Tuesday-Wednesday pocket that she'll get to us in this first break. We'll come back after that timeout. And like usual on a Monday, John Walters, the excellent play-by-play voice of Iowa State men's basketball, will join the show. The Cyclones coming off of a 1-1 week, and, well, go figure, the Big 12 being the Big 12, they've got another ranked opponent coming up tomorrow night as the Cyclones will be on the road at number 6 Texas. So we look back on the 1-1 week that was with John when he joins us, and, of course, we'll look forward to tomorrow night's battle against the Longhorns, so look forward to that coming up in the next segment here today. After we're done talking Cyclone hoops with John, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour and get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim, and then we'll talk UNI hoops on the other side. UNI assistant men's basketball coach P.J. Hogan met the media today in lieu of Ben Jacobson. Coach Jake at a doctor's appointment today, so Coach Hogan stood in, and we did what we always do. It doesn't matter if it's him or it's Ben Jacobson. We peppered Coach with questions and some good stuff like usual as the Panthers snapped their six-game losing streak on Saturday with a, 69-66 win at Missouri State. I think I might have that wrong, but I'm close anyways, for whatever that's worth. So talking a lot of hoops today on the show. And if you want to, if you're saying, well, Cole, what about talking Iowa men's basketball? Well, usually we do that on Tuesdays when David Eichel of HawkeyeInsider.com joins us. And honestly, Iowa, I'll tell you here in a little bit, they got their butts beat by Northwestern yesterday. And like usual, when Iowa gets its butt beat, its coach throws a tantrum and then he gets kicked out of the game. So that's what happened. That's me talking Iowa men's basketball for your Monday. And we'll dig in more on it tomorrow. So there you go. You happy Hawk fans? All right, moving on. Okay, the NBA All-Star game, that was criminal. What the hell was that? I checked in just because, you know, I figured I better check in on it, thinking maybe I could be entertained for a little bit. I watched 5 minutes, and four of them were complete misery, and the first minute was me just going, what the hell is going on here? I didn't even know if they were playing a real organized game. I thought maybe there was something that had changed that I didn't know about. That's how bad it was. And not that I'm expecting a whole hell of a lot out of the NBA All-Star game, but if they're going to do that, then do something else. Or I guess maybe you have to increase the amount of money that's on the line. But, I mean, leave it up to the NBA. They see the NFL guys not have to play their All-Star game anymore. Or, you know, they're playing that flag football game. The NBA, their players' union has always held more power than the NFL players' union. So, I don't know. Added to the list of things that need to be taken care of by Commissioner Adam Silver, who I think is regretting with some comments you've heard from him over the past year or so, I think Adam Silver regrets how much he made himself a players' commissioner when he first started in the NBA. But that's way too much NBA talk for today. So moving on, the NBA All-Star game absolutely sucked. I mentioned that you and I got a road win at Missouri State. It was good to see the Panthers get out of their rut. They played pretty well. But then again, they've still got some work to do if they want to get back to playing like they were in January, where they can go toe-to-toe with any team in the Valley. Basically just a group of eight teams. If you go back 4 or 5 weeks, there was a group of eight teams that I think anybody following closely would say could win the Missouri Valley Conference tournament. It's possible. You know, Murray State, you and I, and Missouri State are the three among those eight for sure that you look at now and go, yeah, I don't know if I can see it anymore. So, you know, one of those three teams, I imagine, will show something here in this last week that goes, you know what, I don't know. Don't count them out just yet. But all that being said, the best team in the Valley right now is the Drake men's basketball team. They throttled Belmont yesterday at Knapp Center in Des Moines, and that's the second time this season they've beat up on a really good Bruins team in Belmont, and they're a really good team, arguably the most talented team. They are the most veteran team. They might be the most veteran, oldest team in college basketball. I'm pretty sure that they are. Their bench has been much better over the past probably month now, and I would say, albeit, you know, it's easy to say now as they sit atop the Valley rankings, but go back a week or go back 2 weeks, if I had to put some money down, I would put it on Darren DeVries' Drake Bulldogs to go in Arch Madness and punch their automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. So just some thoughts to share on a Monday. Let's go ahead and dive right in. I got you all the details, of course, after we're done hearing audio from you and I men's basketball coach P.J. Hogan. We take the final timeout, and that's when you get an NFL Network update, and Dan Patrick's above the noise commentary, and we come back for a final time then and wrap up what is a Monday edition of the show. All right, let's do it now. Area sports news and scores. The Cedar Valley put on a dominant performance at the 2023 High School State Wrestling Tournament this past week and weekend, wrapped up Saturday. Of course, you heard all the hold-by-hold action right here on The Fan. In Class 3A, Waverly Shellrock, and in Class 1A, Don Bosco, both won team titles. It was the fourth state title in 5 years for the Gohawks, who got first-place finishes from Ryder Block at 138, Boz Diaz at 145, and Danny Diaz at 160. Don Bosco took the 1A team championship for the fifth straight year. It's the Don's 15th title in school history. Don Bosco finished with 9 medalists, including Kyler Kanak, who won the 152-pound title. Waterloo Columbus also with a very good showing. Sailors crowned 3 state champions, taking home 1A titles were Max Magana at 170, Carson Hartz at 182, and Mason Knipp at 220. The Sailors finished 5th in 1A, their highest finish since Waterloo Columbus captured the 2004 state title. Postseason play gets started tonight in boys high school basketball for classes 3A and 4A. Sub-state quarterfinals taking place. In a 4A game involving a Metro team, Waterloo East plays host to Iowa City High tonight. The Trojans finished their regular season 12-8, while the Little Hawks are 7-14. That game begins at 7 tonight, and you can hear it on our companion station, Dave Finnegan on the call. Pre-game coverage with Dave over on Cruisin' will begin around 6:45. Meanwhile, tomorrow, Class 1A and 2A boys high school tournament basketball continues across the state with district finals in matchups involving area 2A schools. At Dyke New Hartford, Hudson will take on Union. And at Denver, Appleton Parkersburg goes up against Jessup. In 1A district final games tomorrow, at Clarksville, Dunkerton plays South Hamilton. At Starmont, Wapsie Valley goes against Central City. And at Grinnell, Gladbrook Rhinebeck faces Kyoto. Bursts into the girls' state basketball tournament for the state's larger schools are up for grabs tomorrow. Regional final games take place in Class 4A and 5A. In a pair of 5A games involving Metro schools, Cedar Falls playing host to West Des Moines Valley and Waterloo West at home against Waukee. Of course, you'll be able to hear that Tiger girls game over on our companion station tomorrow night. Cruisin' KCFI pregame coverage of that one beginning at 6:45. As I mentioned earlier, yesterday in college basketball, Northwestern beat up on Iowa 80-60. Wildcats scored on a layup 13 seconds into the game and then never trailed. Chris Murray finished with 14 and 5 rebounds to lead the Hawks. Iowa now 9-7 in the Big Ten. The second-ranked Iowa wrestling team overpowered number 6 Oklahoma State 28-7 yesterday at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes won the first 6 bouts and 8 of the 10 matches overall to finish their regular season with a 15-1 record. Iowa posted 2 bonus point wins and won 4 matches decided by 2 points or less. Both Iowa and Iowa State moved up in this week's AP Top 25 Women's College Basketball poll. The Hawkeyes up a spot to number 6, while the Cyclones up 2 spots to number 20. South Carolina continues to be number 1, Indiana 2nd. Iowa State continues to be in the AP Top 25 in the men's rankings. The Cyclones down 4 spots to number 23 in this week's poll. Houston, the new number 1, followed by Alabama and Kansas. And as I mentioned before, that Iowa State men's basketball team returns to action tomorrow, traveling to Texas. Cyclones have dropped 3 of their last 4, and they're coming off that loss 61-55 at number 12 Kansas State on Saturday. You can hear that game tomorrow night against the 6th-ranked Longhorns right here on The Fan. Pre-game at 7, opening tip at 8. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN action update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, John Walters, the play-by-play voice of Iowa State men's basketball, joins us. Looks back on that 1-1 week for the Cyclones and looks ahead to tomorrow night's big game against the Texas Longhorns. That's next right here on a Monday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio.
Sports Flash.
Well, the NBA schedule doesn't resume until Thursday after yesterday's All-Star game. 9-time All-Star Russell Westbrook is about to join his 3rd team this year, with the Jazz reportedly buying out the former MVP. Will then head back to Southern California to join the Clippers. Westbrook still chasing that elusive title, and will be reunited with his former Thunder teammate Paul George. The Clippers are healthy again and currently the 4th seed in the West. Houston takes over the top spot in the latest AP Top 25 poll. It is the 3rd time the Cougars are ranked number one in the nation this season. Alabama is second, followed by Kansas. UCLA remains fourth. Purdue is fifth. The Jayhawks are in action tonight on the road at TCU after a win over Baylor over the weekend. There's action today in the NHL. Right now in the second period, the Flyers have a 3-1 lead over the Calgary Flames. Travis Konecny has his 27th goal this season. The Sharks, after two, lead the Kraken by a score of 3-0. Logan Couture with his 20th goal of the season in that one. A couple of finals. David Pastrnak scored twice in Boston's 3-1 win over Ottawa. He now is 41 for the season. And Carter Verhaeghe's 30th, coming in overtime, lifted the Panthers over the Ducks 4-3. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Hey, it's DA. Be sure to listen to CBS Sports Radio at home. Ask Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio.
For matchups, scores, podcasts, and more, visit 1650thefan.com.
At Waterloo Schools, we believe in bold ideas, bold goals, bold ambitions, and taking bold steps to help our students achieve their dreams. This month, we're celebrating some major achievements in winter sports and extracurriculars, like Waterloo West's Hallie Polk just broke the Wahawk all-time scoring record and reached the 2,000-point milestone. Then, at the Tall Corn Jazz Festival, Waterloo West and East performed masterfully, with East's Braden Peterson and Blazin Barbie McLemore bringing home the Outstanding Soloist Award for their performances. And our student athletes from East and West made it to state in wrestling, and our girls and boys bowling teams made it to the state bowling tournament as well. We're celebrating these wins and more as we make our way through the championship season for our winter sports. But it all starts in the classroom, where at Waterloo Schools, we inspire students to go beyond doubt and fear, to persevere and be bold. Join us at waterlooschools.org.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Get the last roof you'll ever need. Steel Roofing offers the best wind resistance, superior hail resistance, and can be ordered cut to your length. It installs fast and is the choice of more and more homeowners in the Midwest. Choose from 25 beautiful colors in-store or online and get 11% off. Good through February 26th. Savings are mail and rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Kansas Jayhawks are the $1.25 favorite to win the Big 12 regular season title. Texas, the plus 150 second choice, followed by Baylor at 6-1. Iowa State and Kansas State, current long shots at 40-1. In the Big 12 today, number 5 Kansas, a 2-point dog at number 22 TCU, 149.5 the total. West Virginia laying 5 at home with Oklahoma State. Iowa State in action tomorrow at Texas. Illinois laying 15 at home with Minnesota today at the State Farm Center, total 135.5. On Wednesday, the Iowa Hawkeyes visiting Wisconsin. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 15 tonight under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 31. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow night, mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows dip down to about 27. About an inch of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 46.
You are listening to the Power Hour of Sports Talk. Cole and Company with Cole Bear. Weekdays 5 to 6, right here on The Fan.
Welcome back to a Monday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. And we are joined now by Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice John Walters. And as I was getting connected with John during the break right there, I was like, well, John, another hard hat week for the Cyclones in the Big 12. And, John, I think that's a prerequisite that's pretty obvious at this point. If you don't have your proverbial hard hat on, you're probably looking at a couple losses in any given week, no matter who you got on your schedule in what continues to be just an outstanding Big 12 conference.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you look at what's been going on in the league and, you know, how Texas Tech's been coming on, and all of a sudden they're kind of re-entering the conversation. I think, you know, Oklahoma is the one that's put themselves in a pretty desperate situation where they'd pretty much have to win out and have some success in the Big 12 tournament to get back in the conversation. But, man, other than that, everybody else is absolutely in the discussion. And it's amazing. I mean, just I can't remember a year like this. And I'm not the only one saying it. I mean, every national analyst is saying it. And so, you know, you go back to work, and you're exactly right. You do take your hard hat because, you know, this week you're facing a top 10 team in Texas, and then coming back home to face Oklahoma at home and try for a season sweep there. So, got to be ready to go for both those games.
Yeah, got a possible season sweep with both opponents this week. And first things first, John, I want to look back at the week that was 1-1. The Cyclones went, and they got a really nice win last Wednesday at home against then number 22 TCU. 70-59 was the final in that game. And I think, John, really that great first half, a really great first half, set the Cyclones up in that win.
It did, and Iowa State's been really good in first halves. I mean, even in their losses, they've been really good typically in first halves of games. And, you know, unfortunately, in some of these games, especially on the road, you know, the leads have evaporated, including the last time out. But in their wins, usually Iowa State comes out and sets the tempo very early in the game and establishes that they're the aggressor, which is the way T.J. Oslenberger would say it, and, you know, that they're going to take the battle to you. And they try to do that in every game. But the games where they're really successful at doing it at the start of both halves are typically where the games where they win. And, you know, I think in that TCU game, there was a lot of ebb and flow. There was 12-1 runs. There was 15-1 runs or whatever. It was just kind of back and forth. But Iowa State had more runs in them than TCU did. And, you know, TCU didn't have Mike Miles back yet, and he really played well the other day, and they got a big win the other day. But when he's healthy, they're a very formidable opponent. But even without him, they still have a lot of really good players. And so it was a good win and really got Iowa State back on track by protecting their home floor, which, you know, Oklahoma State was the only team to come in and knock them off at home. So it was very important for them to come back and the next time out, you know, really defend that home floor.
John Walters, Cyclone Radio Network, kind enough to join us here on this Monday edition of Cole & Company, talking Iowa State men's basketball. And John, in that win over TCU, got 22 points from Jazz Kuntz. Really didn't take too long at all for Jazz to find a rhythm after coming back from that injury. He's been quite impressive.
Yeah, and TJ talked about that today, actually, that you know, Jazz kept himself ready during his time off the floor. He really kept himself mentally in tune with everything that was going on with the team. He kept himself physically ready to go. Now, there was still some rust. I mean, there were a couple games there where he didn't do a lot as he kind of got his feel for the game back and his legs back underneath him. But, man, he's hit the ground running since then. He's led Iowa State in scoring each of the last two games. And, yeah, that was a career high for him against TCU, and he made big shots and big moments. And he is such a valuable piece of the puzzle for Iowa State because he plays like a guard, even though he's 6'8". And so, you know, you can almost call it a four-guard lineup when he's in there, even though he's really not a guard. But it kind of feels like it because he can pass the ball well on the perimeter. He can stretch the defense and make deep shots. He can really defend just about anybody on the floor. So his ability to have that skill set is really valuable to Iowa State. You realize how much you missed it when you see what he's doing now, how valuable he is to this team. So any success that Iowa State has in March, whether it be the Big 12 tournament or the NCAA tournament, is going to be in large part, I think, because of Jazz Kuntz.
Yeah, I've really been impressed by, just like you touched on there, how different of a look it gives the team when Jazz is out there on the floor. And it's kind of one of those things where maybe you don't know what you got until it's gone. Not that we didn't think highly of Jazz in the first place, but I think that kind of rings true, John, with what we've seen here, particularly in recent games.
Well, I think it takes pressure off the other guys on the floor. You know, and when Jazz is out there, it really helps the other guys. And, you know, we haven't seen Iowa State click on all cylinders really since the Kansas game, where they completely dominated what I think might be the best team in the country on their home floor. But when they are hitting on all cylinders, it's Jazz making shots. It's Jaren you know, getting to the basket and finishing. It's, you know, a healthy Caleb Grill out there making a couple of threes. It's Gabe scoring. And, you know, a few of those things have been missing here lately. But Jazz has been kind of a steady piece of the puzzle. And, you know, as long as you have two or three of those elements, you're going to have a great chance to win. If you have all four or five of those that I just mentioned, you're probably going to win. It's going to be very tough for anybody to beat Iowa State if all those things are in order. But, you know, it's not always going to be that way. Every game, there's going to be somebody that has a little bit of an off night. But as long as there's guys there to pick them up, and that's another thing that Jazz does, he can pick up everybody else on the floor.
Speaking of Jazz coming back from his injury and playing so well, we've seen Caleb Grill now continue to battle a little bit of injury. John, what's the latest on Caleb?
Well, TJ said today that he was out of practice. He was practicing today, TJ said. So, you know, he's hopeful, but he said it's just going to be a day-to-day thing because with the back, you just don't know. It could feel great one day and not feel great the next until you're completely 100% healed. You just don't know day-to-day. And so, you know, he can speculate right now that he hopes he's ready to go tomorrow, but at the same time, he understands that, you know, Caleb might wake up tomorrow and feel different than he feels today. So yeah. It's just one of those things you got to kind of roll with and be flexible. And, you know, the other guys just have to kind of step up in his absence if he's not available and make sure to do their part.
And, John, I understand how cliche this question is if you are a college basketball fan or somebody like us that works college basketball, but knowing how TJ does his early practices, and not that I'm saying that TJ and his staff aren't aware of, you know, load management, even though that's kind of become a term that's a little loaded right now, pardon the pun, but what would you say with regard to there maybe being some tired legs here in February? I mean, everybody, I think, to a degree, has tired legs in February. It's just like when you talk about college football or the NFL late in the season. Nobody's completely healthy. Does TJ, you know, rein in these practices at all? I've just, you know, I look at a guy like maybe Gabe Kalcher, who hasn't shot it as well lately as he did before, and it's easy to get to that place. And that might not be the case at all, John, but I think you can understand where, you know, myself right now or any fans are coming from where this gets on their radar and they wonder whether or not they should be concerned.
Yeah, I think that's a legitimate question, and I think there's probably a lot of teams that are fighting through that same thing right now. I don't know that TJ necessarily curtails the length of his practices, but he did, I know, like the week of the Kansas game, he gave those guys 2 days off just to try to get their legs back underneath them, and when an opportunity like that presents itself, he tries to take advantage of that. He's very aware. I mean, he's got his guys doing yoga, which, you know, has always been a big part of what they do, and you know, he's very, very aware of the stress that the season brings to you physically and mentally. And so, you know, you have to fight through those rough patches, and that's part of it. I think what happens though, Cole, typically is, yes, your team might go through some of that, and I think part of it too is maybe some teams in the Big 12 that have seen Iowa State once adjusting a little bit to the way they play. But I think when you get down to Kansas City, your legs get rejuvenated real quick, and yeah. You get back to, you know, feeling that bounce in your step. So hopefully it comes back before then for Iowa State, and I think it will. I expect them to play very well tomorrow night. I don't know why. I just have this feeling they're going to go down there and play lights out tomorrow. I think one thing with Gabe and with Jaron Holmes, but especially with Gabe lately, is Gabe, when Gabe was really effective early in the season, I think he was putting the ball on the floor more and taking some mid-range shots and getting to the basket. And lately he's been kind of settling for threes. And he's a good three-point shooter, but he's not a guy that you want out there casting up 10 threes in a game. I think you want him to be attack mode and let the threes come within the flow of the game instead of always trying to shoot the three. And so I think for him it's really important that he gets back to putting the ball on the floor, putting some pressure on the defense, getting to the free throw line, attacking the basket, and then letting the threes just kind of happen. And then with Jaron, you know, he's been attacking the basket. He just hasn't been finishing. And I think with Jaron, he's a lot of times just going in there thinking he's going to get fouled. And kind of putting the shot up just with the expectation of getting to the free throw line. You don't always get that call. So he's got to really focus on finishing those shots. And it's a lot easier said than done. I mean, he's playing in a great defensive league against, you know, 6 foot, 9, 7 foot guys in there trying to protect that paint. So, but his game is getting to the basket and creating something for himself or his teammates. And, you know, he just has to do a little bit better job of finishing, and I'm confident that he will. But, you know, again, come back to Caleb being out, and, you know, that Caleb, in addition to all the other things he does for this team, he is second on the team in minutes behind Gabe Kelscher. So that relieves some of the pressure on Jaron Holmes and Gabe Kelscher to have to play those 40-minute games and to have to, you know, have your legs get affected over the course of a long season. You know, it's been a while since we've really seen Iowa State operating with all the pieces of the puzzle available, and which is interesting because a year ago, they didn't have, I don't think they had one player miss a game because of injury the whole season. You know, and so this year's just been a little bit different in that regard, but it's kind of taken turns. It's one guy this game and it's another guy the next. And so hopefully at some point here soon, they're back at full strength. And when they are, I think that'll take some of the load management. It'll take care of itself.
Just a couple more minutes here with John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network. Follow him on Twitter at JW Cyclones TV, Monday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. John, real quick on that Kansas State loss on Saturday, 61-55. I think that game is kind of an encapsulation of a decent part of what we talked about earlier as it relates to the hard hat. And specifically, I think that game, you know, a road game in the Big 12, really showed the challenge of how steep it is to play 40 minutes of defense in this league. It's one thing to do it at home. It's a little bit easier to be able to do it at home with the energy I think that a crowd gives you. But man, to go into enemy territory in the Big 12 and expect yourself to play 40 minutes of clean defense, what a challenge. I don't know. There's probably not a bigger challenge in college basketball right now.
Well, I think you're right. And it's funny, you know, because most people would look at that game and say offense is the problem. Iowa State didn't shoot it well enough. You know, they're, what, 5 of 25 or something like that from three-point range. You know, they only scored 54, 55 points.
Yeah.
Not enough scoring to win the game. But TJ always points to the defensive end of the floor. And he feels like when they're playing great defense, it leads to their offense. And they need to turn teams over more. And they didn't turn Kansas State over enough.
Yep.
Marquise Noel got in an absolute groove, which he can do. And he is a phenomenal player who's leading the Big 12 in scoring in conference games. And they held him to two free throws in the first half. He got hot in the second half. I mean, he hit some huge shots from way, way outside where it's very difficult to defend a guy. And so, you know, hats off to them. They were desperate. You know, they had lost 6 of 7 Big 12 games. Protecting their home floor was a very big deal for them on Saturday. And, you know, these games, as I've said many times, they're not played in a vacuum. There's two teams out there. And, you know, Kansas State had a lot to play for, too, and they're a good team, you know. And so I would say they've had two really good games with them. Unfortunately, they didn't shoot the ball particularly well, and they did slip a little bit defensively in the second half compared to the way they played in the first. But I wouldn't be surprised if Iowa State and Kansas State end up matching up again in Kansas City in that 4-versus-5 game. It's kind of, if the season ended right now, that would be the matchup for Iowa State down in Kansas City. So, you know, the first two battles have been great. I wouldn't mind seeing a round three between those two teams.
John, thanks so much for your time today. We'll look forward to your call of tomorrow night's game in Austin as the Cyclones take on 6th-ranked Texas. And, hey, before I let you go, I know you're traveling today, so what can you tell us about the itinerary for tonight's Cyclone Coaches Corner?
Yeah, so Noah Wolf is going to jump in and host for me with Jeff Grummer, and then we're going to have Bill Fenley on at 6:30. Talking about a huge week for them as they beat Texas and Baylor. And then Jamie Pollard will be on, which is always really interesting as he's a big part of the NCAA selection committee. So it'll be a good conversation with those guys tonight.
John, again, thanks so much. And we'll be listening to your call tomorrow night. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Cole.
Yeah, pregame coverage of Iowa State at number 6, Texas at 7 tomorrow night here on The Fan. Tip off of that one at 8. So look forward to that. And we'll take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up during the break. On the other side, we'll keep talking hoops. We'll hear from UNI men's basketball assistant coach P.J. Hogan. Panthers snapped their skid on Saturday in enemy territory at Missouri State. Coach Hogan talks about that and a whole lot more. That's next right here on a Monday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa State hopes to finish the Big 12 race on the road like it started. The 23rd-ranked Cyclones won their first two conference road tests, but since then have dropped five straight and in many of those faltered after leading at halftime. They visit number 8 Texas tomorrow night after a 61-55 loss at Kansas State.
Maybe we're a little more tired or maybe, you know, something happened, but at the same time, we just need to focus on winning that next possession, what's in front of us. We've had plenty of games this year where we've played the full 40 minutes and been good in the second half. We need to keep our attention on doing that.
That's ISU coach T.J. Otzelberger. Two starters for the Iowa women's basketball team announced they'll take advantage of their COVID year and return next season. Gabby Marshall has started all 27 games and averaged 4.5 points per game. Kate Martin averages 7 points per contest and is second on the team in assists. The 6th-ranked Hawkeyes are on the road Tuesday night to take on 7th-ranked Maryland. This is Radio Iowa.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online. Follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Teddy! No! Are you okay? Somebody do something!
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
1650 The Fan has been bringing you coverage of high school athletics for over 25 years, and we're proud to continue thanks in part to these sponsors.
Cedar Falls Schools wishes all the area athletes the best in postseason play. Educating lifelong learners and caring responsible citizens, Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
Rudy's Tacos, that Mexican food place on the corner of Falls and Ainsboro, now has queso. Enjoy Rudy's Tacos for lunch or dinner, Tuesday through Saturday.
For garages in all shapes and sizes, call locally owned Action Garage Builders. Get your free estimate and get on the schedule for spring. If you need a garage, you need Action.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And State Farm agent Brad Jacobson in Cedar Falls will help you get the protection you deserve. Call Brad today, 277-4134.
There's a place for you at the W. Live a healthy life by becoming a member or join a class today at the Wartburg Waverly Wellness Center. For more information on what the W has to offer, go to the W-.org.
Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. The Synod Agency is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, a leading small business insurer that insures over 500,000 businesses like yours. Nationwide can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. I'm Kyle Hildman with the Synod Agency. Call us today at 233-6103. That's 233-6103. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
The Cedar Falls School District is announcing kindergarten registration. Attention all parents in Cedar Falls whose children will be in the class of 2036. State law requires that children must be 5 years old on or before September 15th in order to attend kindergarten in the 2023-24 academic year. Please call your local elementary school location from Aldrich, Cedar Heights, Hanson, Lincoln, North Cedar, Orchard Hill, and Southdale. Let them know you have an incoming kindergarten student. The principal will be in touch about additional information and a parent meeting. Completed kindergarten registration forms are required for all incoming students and must be turned in by March 30th. If you're unsure of your attendance area, please call the Cedar Falls Schools Administration Building. Visit cfschools.org.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
This is Zach Gelb, and you're listening to Cole & Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader. Next up from 6 to 9 is me. It's the Zach Gelb Show, weeknights right here on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back. Monday edition of the show continues. Talking a lot of basketball today. You'll hear Zach Gelb from 6 to 6:30 after I'm done here. Then we'll make way for the Cyclone Coaches Corner from 6:30 to 8. And then we'll jump back into the last hour of the Zach Gelb show. So that's what's on tap coming up here tonight on The Fan. And we're going to hear from UNI men's basketball assistant coach P.J. Hogan right now, as Ben Jacobson out today at a doctor's appointment. So Coach Hogan, the long-tenured assistant, met the media and the Panthers coming off of a game on Saturday at Missouri State where they snapped a six-game losing streak. They looked pretty good doing it. So I asked Coach Hogan, hey, start there for us. What did you think ultimately made the difference to go get that win at Missouri State?
Well, you know, give our guys a lot of credit. Obviously, when you're not playing as well as you had been earlier, you know, in conference play and dealing with, you know, the losing streak, to be able to, you know, stick with what we're doing every day. And, you know, even the first half, you know, our defense in the first half wasn't as good as it was in the second half. We made a couple adjustments. But just kind of our more so, I think, more so than just in the game is just kind of our guys' mentality. Through this whole time. And, you know, Coach Jake, I thought, you know, has really kept this group together in terms of making sure we show up every day, work, put in the work. And, you know, when you do, good things usually happen. And, you know, I think it was we had some really good practices leading up to the Missouri State game. Even the Drake game at home, we had a couple. So, feel like we're getting back in terms of doing what we do in terms of our practice habits and getting better. But overall, you know, I thought, you know, we really had some guys step up in terms of making plays. If it was, you know, obviously everybody focuses a lot on Bowen and Titan, but, you know, Trey hit some big threes. Michael Duax played really well in the second half, scoring the basketball, hit a big three himself. You know, James and Cole really did some nice things defensively in terms of, you know, Missouri State. Just they want to play in the paint. They want to play in the post with, you know, their fours and fives. And so you put a lot of pressure on your bigs in terms of defending. So really good team win, but thought we really stepped it up on the defensive end, rebounded really well in the second half against a team that does a great job of going to the offensive glass. So not only in the game, but, you know, really through this course of time of just sticking with it, playing for one another, really thought the guys did a tremendous job.
With this being the final week of regular season play in the Missouri Valley Conference, Coach Hogan was asked, hey, you guys had a really nice run there through December and especially January. You're out of your losing streak now. Do you feel like this group has a good amount of confidence as the conference tournament is right around the corner to be able to play against and compete against the teams, the seven teams to be specific, that are ahead of you in the standings, because you've either beaten those teams or you've played them in close games?
Well, I think, you know, for our group, you know, it's especially I would say this year, I think the balance in the league has been as good as probably as balanced as it's been in a long time. You know, obviously it was not too long ago that, you know, we were in that position where, you know, we were battling for second, third place. And, you know, and you look at a team like Indiana State, who started off 6-0, and then they had a five-game losing streak, and now they're back at where they're at. So, you know, and Coach talks to our guys about it a lot. Like, we've got a talented enough team to do what we need to do. You know, we have some younger guys that are learning on the job, but those guys have played a ton of basketball, and I think what we've shown and what our guys believe is that yes, we can play with anybody, we can beat anybody, which we have. It's just, you know, you're going to have to put it together 3-4 days in a row to be able to put yourself in that position, which is tough for any team. And you know, so I think our guys are in a good place in terms of knowing what to expect in terms of how to go about it. Obviously, getting the win on Saturday was huge, because I think we had been pretty close, and You know, obviously I've played some really good teams in league play as well. So, you know, I think hopefully we can build off that today and tomorrow and on the practice floor and then get ready to go on Wednesday.
UNI guard Bowen Bourne eclipsed 1,000 points in Saturday's win over Missouri State. I asked Coach Hogan, you know, what sticks out about Bourne? What makes him unique as a UNI Panther?
Yeah, you know, I think it's funny when you have guys that have been successful individually in terms of scoring the basketball and putting up points, you know, the one common thing that you see is, you know, their work ethic. If it was, you know, AJ, if it was Ben Jacobson, if it was Seth Tuttle, you know, we go down the road in terms of good players that have come through here and scored or been all league players. And it's been because they've worked. And obviously, when they got here, they were good players. There's a reason why they were, you know, reason why we recruited them. But, you know, you get to college and want to do it at a high level, you have to have a tremendous work ethic. And, you know, since the minute Bowen has been here, he has continued to improve. He's not scared of hard work. He wants to get better. He's in the gym. If he's feeling up to it and his body's allowing him to, he's going to be in there working on his game and trying to get better and feeling good about what he's trying to accomplish. And you know, to me, that's the one thing that stands out with him. Obviously, he scored the ball long before he ever came here, you know, and that was what he was known for. And you know, I think when you score 1,000, people want to talk about those points. But as he's gotten older, he's become even a better and more complete point guard. Been asking him to play really on both ends of the floor at a high level, and you know, just really proud of how he goes about his business every day. You know, his leadership for our team is so important, just he's a great teammate, a lot of fun to coach, has a great mentality, a great attitude, and obviously he's going to score a lot more points for us, but obviously a great accomplishment for him.
I next asked Coach Hogan, all right, it doesn't look too great for the Missouri Valley in terms of getting more than one bid, but let's set that conversation aside. Let's set the net ranking aside. Let me just ask you, as a coach who's coaching night in and night out in the Valley and has been for some time, do you feel like this league, with what you've seen from it this season, would be able to take multiple teams into the NCAA tournament and represent the league well?
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, obviously, seeing it every day, you know, you look at the teams that are at the top of our league right now, and Drake and Bradley, Belmont, Southern Illinois, Indiana State, you know, those teams feel like they could go and have success in the NCAA tournament, win a game. You know, I think if it was 10 years ago or today, the Valley has a lot of good players, a lot of great coaches, and I think a lot of teams – have really started to find themselves once they got into league play. And I think, you know, as time goes on, that's probably going to be a little more common because of the transfer portal, guys come, you know, leaving, or you're adding guys. Like, it's going to be a different dynamic in terms of teams and their success early in the season because you're trying to figure out so much newness, I think. But you know, I've been very impressed, obviously, having played Bradley twice, Drake twice. Well, I think all those teams we played twice except for Southern now. And, you know, I think the Valley is the balance has been as impressive as I can remember. And there's some, you know, really good teams that have some really good players. So I think if we have that opportunity, I think the league can show that, you know, we can have some success in a tournament if given that opportunity.
Next up for the Panthers, a road trip Wednesday night at Southern Illinois, one of those teams that Coach just referenced there in the top four. Here's the scouting report on the Salukis.
Yeah, you know, I think for them, you know, they've been playing well all year. And, you know, when you have two all-conference level type players in Damask and Jones, you usually have a pretty good idea what you're going to get every night. And they have a great, you know, Coach Mullins and their staff do a great job of getting their guys to play hard and compete. And obviously, you know, you're going to, regardless if we're playing them here or down at Southern, you know, a physical basketball game that you're going to have to, you know, bring it. And, you know, so, yeah, they might be doing a few different things in terms of how they're playing offensively, or but at the end of the day, you know, we know what they're about. They know what we're about, and you're going to have to go down and play in a hostile environment against a really good basketball team that, you know, plays at a very high level in terms of attention to detail, toughness, and the way they compete. So, going to be a great challenge for us on Wednesday night.
There's your latest on UNI men's basketball from assistant coach P.J. Hogan. Let's take this next time out, get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. We'll pay the bills and we'll come back for a final time on this Monday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
I'm Amber Theo Harris with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Arizona Cardinals continue to firm up their coaching staff, hiring former Browns QB coach Drew Petzing, according to NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. New head coach Jonathan Gannon said he wants to build around the team's franchise QB, Kyler Murray, which means the new OC will have his work cut out for him. The Cardinals' offense ranked 21st in points scored and 22nd in total yards last season. Both were lowest marks since Kyler Murray's rookie season. Meantime, the Panthers are adding to their coaching staff, hiring three-time Pro Bowl cornerback and current NFL Network analyst D'Angelo Hall as an assistant defensive backs coach. This is Hall's first coaching job since retiring 5 years ago after playing for 15 seasons. And be sure to check out the NFL Combine presented by Noble beginning March 2nd through March 5th, live on NFL Network and NFL Plus. This has been NFL Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Ever listen to your own heart beating? It's amazing. But what if this thing that's always working stopped working? The Allen Hospital Heart and Vascular Center is open around the clock to fix problems like this. Expert cardiologists and specially trained teams offer comprehensive cardiovascular services to help prevent heart disease, diagnose symptoms, and perform open heart surgery right here in the Cedar Valley. Everyone has a heart that's always working, and we celebrate all of them during Heart Month at Allen Hospital.
At POET, we're proud to support rural communities and grow local economies across the heartland. Proud to create new market opportunities for farmers. Proud to process local grain at our bioprocessing facilities. Every day, POET is partnering with family farms to create innovative bioproducts that are changing the world. Ensuring that rural farm families can continue to do what they love for generations to come. Learn more at POET.com.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The Eagles roster was commonly described as the best in football this season, but after a loss to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, the Eagles will once again have plenty of difficult decisions to make. Since Jalen Hurts was taken in the second round, the Eagles won't have a fifth-year option on the quarterback. That will force the team to sign the quarterback as soon as this upcoming season. And after the impressive year that he had in the great Super Bowl, he's probably going to get $45 million a year. But the quarterback isn't the only reason for the Eagles' success. Philadelphia had a lot of talent at all levels on that roster. Keeping the team intact with Hurts' new contract on the horizon will be difficult. Philly has 19 unrestricted free agents this offseason. That includes stars like Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Jason Kelsey, Miles Sanders, and Javon Hargrave. And although general manager Howie Roseman has proved to be one of the best, keeping all this talent will be difficult as the team continues to prepare for a Jalen Hurts contract. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Are you still overpaying for a razor in this economy? What's going on? We got inflation, gas prices, overpaying for a razor? Come on. Dollar Shave Club. Yes, they're back. Better than ever. You can get a top shelf shave at a regular shelf price.
They've been hawking shave products for years online. Now they're excited to bring you the same great quality, low prices at a store near you. Dollar Shave Club. You can find Dollar Shave Club in the men's razor aisle. Epic razors, epically affordable. Football weather is here. Freezing temperatures, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires ready to tackle winter's worst? Well, the experts at TireRack.com will get your vehicle ready for primetime. They sell tires that dominate winter, like the Vredestein Windtrac. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and tell them what you drive. Test results, tire ratings, consumer reviews, all the stats you need to make the right call. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Cole and Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan and the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Welcome back for a final time on this Monday. Got to thank John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network for joining us. As John told us, Noah Wolfen tonight hosting the Cyclone Coaches Corner from 6:30 to 8. Meanwhile, over on our companion station, Cruising KCFI, Class 4A Boys Sub-State Quarterfinal, Waterloo East playing host to Iowa City High. Pre-game coverage of that one begins at 6:45. Have a good night, everybody. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.